Log Talk Radio.
Hey yo, G-Snap, gonna give a nigga the word. I hear you on the radio, gonna let it be heard. The one that gotta jump it when I'm running through the town. Got my 18 stumping, even bumping underground. I don't even need a CD. Baby, you such a sweetie, but for show, roast with co-host. Young Be Easy on the West Coast, we brag boast and post-game. G-Snaps put you right on the map if you want fame. It's hard to be an artist in the city of sin, but you can catch a local song every time you roll in. Some people pay just for some play, but they ain't no way to win. It's only G-Snaps radio, so better tune in. We want G-Snaps, G-Snaps. We on G-Snaps, G-Snaps. We want G-Snaps, G-Snaps. We on G-Snaps, G-Snaps. We want G-Snaps, G-Snaps. We on G-Snaps, G-Snaps. We want G-Snaps, G-Snaps. We on G-Snaps, G-Snaps.
You are now on the sound.
What it do, world? What it do? It's your girl G Snaps, and I'm ready for it again for another banger. Oh my goodness, I have a young man on my show today that is inspired. When I say he's inspired by Michael Jackson, he's inspired by Usher, he's inspired by Lil Wayne, Drake, Chris Brown, just to name a few. You know that Avant, Avant is a different kind of sound too. You know that Neo is a different kind of sound. He's inspired by all them. So when I say that the amount of passion that this young man has for the industry and where he wants to be, so all of my producers, all of my listeners, everybody that's listening in, I need you guys to give a big welcome to my guy, R&B, songwriter, singer, Dwayne Cali. What's happening, Dwayne?
Hey, what up, what up? What's going on?
What's going on? It's a pleasure to have you on G-Snaps Radio. We are more than ecstatic to have you on the show. Firstly, everybody wants to know who you are. Give everybody a little synopsis of who you are.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, so I'm Dwayne Cali. I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been writing songs since I was like 12, man. And I've been singing since I was like 8. And this is just what I've kind of always wanted to do. But I'm from the state of Georgia, actually. I grew up in Stone Mountain, Georgia. I'm currently in the Air Force, married with 2 beautiful kids. And, man, I'm just looking to kind of take my music to the next level. So that's a little bit about me.
Awesome, awesome. ATL in the building. We just had somebody from ATL before, so from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And the good thing is that we learned about each other is I grew up in Stone Mountain, too. I went to Phoenix in high school in Stone Mountain. I live right there in Stone Mountain. I went to Pine Ridge Elementary for a while, too. So I went back and forth from Vegas to Georgia. So I live definitely have a – I have a definitely got some type of bond with you already because of Georgia. So that's what I'm talking about. Now,
we won. That's why we clicked right away because you right around the way.
Exactly, exactly. That's why we clicked right away. And when you start telling me about your music and I actually listen to it on Instagram, I'm like, yeah, let's get him on this show immediately because he definitely needs to be heard and seen. There's Patchwork Studios. I don't know if you heard of Patchwork Studios in Atlanta, but Glenn, he is a producer and he is a big time producer. So when I say that he is somebody that I have to hook you guys up with, I will have to link you guys' number together. So when you're back in town, you may can go to the studio and chop it up with them. You never know what might happen. So connection. So we're going to definitely do that for you. Now, one thing I didn't want to get into, definitely. Now, what I wanted to get into is about you said you write your own songs. How in the world do you come up with such good quality of music writing your own songs?
Man, so first off, like I said, I've been inspired by so many artists, man, just over the years. Like I said, when you start writing songs at such a young age, you know, you get a chance to, like me, I've been listening to music for so long. And so, you know, all the things that people talk about in songs, like I pay attention to all that stuff, the love songs, the breakup songs, everything. And so for me, when I started writing, I actually started writing, I would do it a cappella. no music, no nothing, right? So, you know, I'm sitting
right.
there, I got a little spiral, and, you know, I just start jotting down, you know, things that are, you know, going off in my head. But now, you know, now the technology is just so great, you know, I can pull up YouTube or I can pull up just anything, man, and just pull up instrumentals and just write to all types of instrumentals now. So, I mean, that's the beauty of doing music today, man, is, you know, everybody's putting out instrumentals. Everybody's trying to make money off of the instrumentals. For me, I just pull up instrumentals, I just start writing.
That's what I'm talking about. So the fact here is that if somebody says, hey, write me a song, I'm going to give you this instrumental, you can make a hit record. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. That's exactly what I'm telling you. Man, I'm waiting. You know, this is a great opportunity. Like I said, I'm happy to be on the show because I want people out there to know that, hey, I'm passionate about songwriting, man, and if you have, you know, you can't come up with a song, give me the instrumental, I'll write it for you.
That's what I'm talking about. So this is what I want to do because I'm going to do it throughout the whole entire show. Me and my co-host, Be Easy, he's coming in from an appointment that he has, so he's actually not getting paid right now because he's late to work, but we're gonna take care of him in a minute. Well, my co-host, Be Easy, and I, what we do is we make sure that the artists make sure they have enough time to give out their platforms. So right now, in the beginning of the show, can you tell people how to reach you, how to get in touch with you, where to go to get your music? Can you tell people right now where they can find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, my music is everywhere. Everywhere that you can stream. From iTunes to Amazon to Google, YouTube, Spotify, everywhere you can pretty much stream. My music is on every single platform. If you want to reach out to me via social media, I would say reach out to me on Instagram and just Dwayne Cowley. So it's D_Dwayne.Cowley, and you'll find me.
Y'all heard him right here. So what we got to do is we're going to call this a listening party because it's going down. So we're going to start this listening party off with a song that I'm thinking I am going to start off with is Chill. The reason why I say I'm going to start off with Chill is because this gives you guys an introduction of some of the many things that Dwayne has in store for you guys. So can you tell everybody before we start off with Chill what this song was dedicated from? And how it took you to actually make
the
song.
Oh, man. So this is a real cool story, right? So I used to try to make beats, right? I used to think I was a little beat maker. So, you know, I used to have my little, at the program, you know, Free Loops, and I would make beats, all types of beats and stuff like that, right? You know, along with, you know, my music. So my songs and stuff. So Chill With Me was actually one of the last beats that I made because I stopped making beats. I haven't made a beat in, like, forever. That was actually one of the last beats that I made. So I got here to Vegas about a couple of years ago, you know, via work or whatever. My wife, her cousin's husband, Ronnie Payne, is who I've been working with, and he's been composing all my music. So he's, you know, I gave him my Chill With Me beat, and he pretty much, you know, he tweaked it and he did his thing to it, and we have, you know, Chill With Me and Where It Is Today. So, but that was actually one of the last beats that I made, and so I'm happy, you know, just happy to hear it just out, and people listening to the song, man. The inspiration just came from a lot of times I'll just listen, you know, to a beat or I have a melody in my head, and I just start writing, man. There's nothing in particular that inspired me to write the actual song Chill With Me, but it was just something, I just wanted to do something different, and that was one of the songs I did, because I feel like I'm so versatile, and I can do anything when it comes to writing and, you know, singing, and, you know, that was one of the different type of songs I put together. Like, you know, when people listen to my music, I don't sound like anyone else. I feel like I'm so unique, and I think that's what draws people to my music.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's exactly what I'm talking about. My co-host, Be Easy, is back in the building. And like I said, I have a a passion. When I say I have a passion for people like you, Dwayne, I have a passion for you because I see you succeeding. Because like you said, nobody has that distinct sound that you have. And I want the world to tell me. I want the world to reach out to me right now. 914-205-5462. Tell me what you think right here about Chill. We're going to come back. We got some more from Dwayne Cowley. Do not go anywhere. It's your girl G-Snap on G-Snap Radio. Let's go.
Way. Cali. I know what you need, baby. Yeah. You need somebody like me to treat you right and do you right. So fine. Honestly, I don't even know what it is. But won't you come over here and, let's chill. Listen. Ain't nobody gonna do you like I do. Come chill with me. Ain't nobody gonna love you, girl. To infinity. We sipping and popping with no conscience. Our acting so blessed to be avenue. But one of you is like 10 nephews at the best. Just put you more than a dime if you had a glue. Ooh, girl, you're hella very fine. And you blew my mind. You got a body like Angela Bassett. Keep getting better with time. Girl, you were like in a line going off when you walked in the room. Yeah, cause you got my attention like you walked in but naked. Damn, we're made to be, we're made to be. Yes, 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 yes. Forget them other niggas, you were made for me. We're made to be, we're made to be. Now come chill with me, girl, cause ain't nobody gonna love you, girl, like I love you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna kiss you, girl, like I kissed you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna do you, girl, like I do you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna do you like I do. Can't nobody else do you like I do. So come chill with me. 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 Ain't nobody gonna do you like I do. Can't nobody else do you like I do. Can't nobody else do what I do. Come chill with me. Energy like a bin at the top, yeah. For centuries. Caring less for myself when we go out, yeah. Cause you the queen. A king is only as strong as his queen. Take notes from a veteran. And tryna break your heart if you let me in. All the mother bitches you are better than. And you're really no nigga better than. All the motherfuckers you believe me in. Don't front in front of your girl. Cause all they want is what you got. I'll give you more love than you need, girl. I can keep it going until you say stop, stop. We're made to be, we're made to be. Yeah, 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 yeah. Because the mother brought you were made for me. We're made to be, we're made to be. Now come chill with me, girl. Cause ain't nobody gonna love you, girl, like I love you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna kiss you, girl, like I kissed you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna do you, girl, like I do you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna do you like I do. Can't nobody else do you like I do. So come chill with me. Come chill with me. Come chill with me. Come chill with me. Yeah. Come chill with me. Come chill with me. Ain't nobody gonna do you like I do. Can't nobody else do you like I do. So come chill with me. Baby girl, you're so special. So special. And I promise you the best ever. I wake up and I see you. You're so productive, it's all of that makeup. Let's make up like we do. Just bring your badass here. Fine selling, you know it. So much damn that outfit. That ass is outspoken. When you talk, I'm listening. Your lipstick is glistening. So you from the city where it never rains. Well, baby girl, it's drizzling. I'll make you rain in your world, girl. Dudes before we just playing with it. I ain't afraid to love that ass for real. Other dudes we just saying shit. Let me be your king, and I'll love you like you're supposed to be. You finally feeling like a real queen. Now I know you happy, you chose me, I know. I know. We're made to be, we're made to be. Yes, 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 yes. Forget them other niggas, you were made for me. You were made, yeah, yeah, for me. Now come fuck with me, girl. Cause ain't nobody gonna love you, girl, like I love you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna kiss you, girl, like I kissed you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna do you, girl, like I do you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna be like I do. Ain't nobody else be like I do. So come chill with me, baby. Come chill with me. Come chill with me, baby. Come chill with me. Come chill with me. Come chill with me. Ain't nobody gonna do you like I do. Ain't nobody else do you like I do.
You guys heard it first right there on G-Snatch Radio. Come chill with me. That's what I'm talking about. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. 914-205-5462. I got my boy, Dwayne Cali, on the line. Now, let's talk about your name. How did you get Dwayne Cali? What happened with this name?
All right. So, Dwayne is actually my middle name. My middle name is Dwayne. And my last name is Calamis. So a lot of times, you know, people call me Cali. A lot of people call me Cali or whatever. So all I did was combine my middle and last name and get Dwayne Cali.
It looks so cool when you see Dwayne Cali. It makes you reminds you of some, you know, the ocean and the beach and stuff. Like, you're a cool guy. You know, so I love that. I love that. So I also know that you started singing in the third grade. Now, from there, you had such interest in music. So at 12 years old, you started writing songs. Now, when you started writing songs at 12 years old, do you feel like when you started writing at that young of an age, do you feel like the love for music was because you had so much love for writing?
Man, so I think I had already had a love for music, and I was so, like I said, man, I was interested in, you know, so many artists back then, you know, Michael Jackson, I mean, so many artists that were out, and for me, I don't know what just drew me to music, but it was like, man, I want to do it, like, I want to have a music video, or I want to have a song, and so I was just so inspired by listening to other artists, and at that time, you know, when I was 12, and I think guys like Bow Wow and Sammy, all those guys were coming out. They were around the same age as me, right? You know, at the time, I was like, man, these guys are doing what I want to do. And so when you see somebody else and they're having success, you know, I was just inspired. And I was like, man, you know, I really, really want to do this. And so when I would write songs and I'd let people hear them. You know, my thing was,
right.
You know, I'm going to write this song and I'm going to let you hear it or whatever. And then, so the more people that would listen to me, you know, the different songs and stuff that I was writing, people, you know, say, man, you know, your songs are like really good. Like, I really think your songs are good enough to be on the radio. And so when you're hearing that early, you know, it just gives you more confidence, you know, to keep doing
it. Oh, for sure. I'm telling you, it gives you a lot more confidence, and I think that you should definitely shoot for the moon and land amongst the stars, because you are a star for sure. Just listening to your music, listening to your style, you have what it takes. Now, let's talk about a little bit more in depth in your life, where not only are you doing music, but you said that you were a part of the Air Force. Now, how does that affect your music in any kind of way?
Oh, man, it affects it tremendously. So because there was a point of time, man, when I was just early in my Air Force career where I think my motivation for music kind of stopped, and where I felt like I was going through things, and, you know, and then, you know, I tried to keep writing, and, like, man, the ideas weren't there, and you know, I couldn't write. So, man, my working career in the Air Force, man, does have plenty of effect on what I do with music-wise. But since then, man, since that time, I've been able to grow and get better and write more songs, become a better writer, and, you know, just try to get more done. You know, like I said, so what I do with the Air Force, whether I'm stressed out or whatever the case may be, it definitely has an impact.
Definitely, definitely. That's what I'm talking about. So another thing. I have to ask you, because I know it's going on in the world, and we have to talk about this topic. Now, as far as police brutality, when it comes down to being in the military, comes down to being in the Air Force, it comes down to real life, you know, protecting your family and your kids. Where do you stand right now with all this police brutality going on, to where they have even boycotted playing basketball? We just got basketball back, and now they don't want to go play again. What? Tell us how you feel about this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I tell you, man, we need police reform, and it's crazy because, you know, my dad is a police officer. He's been a police officer for almost 30 years now. And he's a good cop. You know, he's one of the good ones. But there are many cops out there, man, that they just have bad intentions. And, you know, our African-American males, man, and our females, and even some of my other brothers and sisters from other races, man, we're just not safe because, you know, some cops, you know, they choose to, you know, shoot first, you know, and ask questions later. And for me, it's not good. So I'm all for police reform, man. I'm all for, man, protesting and doing what we got to do to get change, man, because, you know, this can't keep up.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. It definitely can't keep up. And I definitely want to say one more thing before we go to another song is tell the youth out there, like, you know, the youth and people that's under you, tell them, you know, what you think that, you know, how they can go about living life with a dream, even if it's not singing or dancing, it may be basketball or being a politician. What can you say to help people in you know, under you, your age, the youth, stay focused in this world right now? What kind of advice would you give them?
Yeah, absolutely. So, man, my advice to anyone that has a dream and, you know, they want to follow that dream, I would just say stay focused. Never give up. You know, don't be deterred about what other people say or someone that tells you that you can't do it, because I truly believe that you can do anything. And for me, I've been writing songs for so long, but, you know, I'm just now really been able to put out music, just because for a long time I either didn't have, you know, the equipment, or I didn't have the, you know, support or whatever it was I needed to get out. You know, so I was just writing songs, but I never stopped. Like, I never gave up. Like, I just kept doing it and, you know, waiting for the right time and opportunity. And sometimes that's what you have to do. Like, sometimes it's just you got to wait for the right time and opportunity to do what it is that you want to do. And when that time and that opportunity comes, you take advantage of it.
Y'all heard it right there first, my boy Dwayne Cowley, right there, work that body. Now, give me a little bit more information on how, where you came up with the concept of working that body.
Man, so this story is actually kind of funny, right? So the body song, the actual music, instrumental, like I said, my guy Ronnie, he came up with the beat, and the beat actually originally was for the song I wrote called French Vanilla. And, you know, I told him, yep. I said, hey, man, I said, I don't think this is going to work for French Vanilla, man. But I said, hey, I like the beat. Let me do something else with that. And let's just come up with something else for French Vanilla. And so that's what we did. And so Body was actually one of the last songs I put the, you know, I wrote or whatever. So it's the newest one. And it wasn't even originally planned. But like I said, because we had the mishap with not really a mishap, but because this beat was supposed to be for French Vanilla originally, and I wasn't really cool with the beat being for French Vanilla. So I was like, hey, you know, I like the beat, but you know, let me do something else with it, and you know, let's do something else for the French Vanilla beat. So that's how we got the song Body.
Awesome. So let's see, French Vanilla. I want everybody to listen to it, but I want everybody to give us a call. I need you guys to call in. I see you out there listening. I see my chat. I'm blowing up. Y'all, do not be shy. You said, as soon as you said married with kids, the girls just start falling off, okay? But they were like, wait, I thought he was single. No, 914-205-5462. Show him some love. Dwayne Kelly, you guys give me a call right now, 914-205-5462. And listen, so when it comes down to your music, honestly, when it comes down to it, who would you want to do a collaboration with? Who would you want to feature with?
Oh, man, it's so many artists out there. You know, I love to collab with, man. There's so many, you know, that I'm inspired by. I mean, if I had to choose one person right now, I'd probably say Drake, man, because Drake has, just over the years, he's done so many collaborations, and it just seems like, man, he just has a knack for just doing good work in the studio, man. So, I'd love to collab with Drake. He'd probably be one of the first guys I'd do something with, man. But there's so many more out there, though.
Yeah, if you hear him. But, Drake, if you hear my boy Dwayne Kelly, make sure you hit him up. Tell everybody again where they can find you and they can reach you at.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm on Instagram. You guys can find me at D_Dwayne.Kelly. And please reach out to me, especially artists, man, that want to get some songs written for them, man. I'm trying to write for any and everybody, so come holler at me.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, this is what we're going to do. He talked about French Vanilla, so I think we should play it so we can understand what he was saying. So the song Body is the inspiration of French Vanilla, so he's like, I can't do that, but I can do this. So let's go ahead and play this. My boy B Easy he's in the building, but his mic is messed up, so we're going to get it together. But I'm going to tell you this, Dwayne Cowley, when I tell you guys, if you miss this show, you better go and tell your friends to replay it, because I'm telling you, this music right here is off the chain. Make sure you give us a call. Do not hesitate to give us a call, 914-205-5462. We're giving a giveaway away today. If you call in right now and tell me one song that we have already played from Dwayne Cowley, you can win a mask or a t-shirt. So make sure you get ready, a mask or a t-shirt. When I say give me a call and tell me what songs we played, I want to at least tell me one title of a song. We played Body, okay? I want you guys to understand that we played Chill and we played Body. So make sure you guys know that those two songs have already been played. If I didn't, I haven't said what song yet, and I haven't said when to call in yet, but make sure you give us a call, 914-205-5462. You get a chance to win a t-shirt or a mask. I got my boy, Dwayne Kelly, right here, G-Sess Radio, with French Vanilla. I can't wait for y'all to hear this one right here. Let's go.
ya. You like it when I taste ya, taste ya. It's so fun figuring out your flavor. Monday was your special. Tuesday was your special. Wednesday, Thursday, special. A chocolate tonight. It's a special, and as I taste it, I just can't put my finger on it. Your taste is mixed with crazy components, and though you taste amazing, when it's on it, just wait a minute, baby, I got it. You just like French vanilla, vanilla. You just like French vanilla, vanilla. You just like French vanilla, vanilla.
A lot of my music kind of reflects, you know, who I am, and I'm definitely a romantic person, man. I wanna set up everything for Valentine's Day, and you know, make it a perfect day. I wanna set up, you know, the anniversary, like, you know, those type of things, man. Like, I just wanna look out for, you know, the person that I'm with, and so that's what I do. I'm a romantic guy, you know. I'm a sensitive guy, you know, and I'm a thinker, so I'm constantly thinking.
Definitely, that's what I'm talking about. I love it. And you say anniversary. Tell us, you have a track called Anniversary, and I'm gonna say Anniversary and Black and Beautiful are my favorite. I love those two. That's why I saved those two for the last one. But Anniversary, since you talked about Anniversary, tell us a little bit more about that song. Did your real life anniversary inspire this song, or was this supposed to be a song that was made for people's anniversaries individually?
Yeah. So absolutely. So Anniversary. I'll go as far as to say this: Anniversary and Black and Beautiful. I originally wrote those for my wife, and I say originally because Black and Beautiful, when I wrote it, it was for my wife or whatever. So when I'm writing, I'm actually talking to my wife. But as I was writing the song, you know, I was just like, man, this is just such a great song for Black women, period. So, you know, I look at it now as a tribute, you know, to the Black woman, just because, you know, our queens, man, they go through so much in this world, man, and, you know, they need us to lift them up. So Black and Beautiful ended up turning into a song as a tribute for black women. But yes, absolutely. Anniversary was a song I did write for my wife or whatever. Our anniversary was coming up, but I'm like, hey, I'm gonna put together this little song, and you know, and I did that and sang it to my wife. You know, she said she liked it.
So, yeah, I'm sure she did. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I know she loves having a man that can sing. That's what I'm talking about. So this is what I want. My callers that are waiting, I want you guys to now remember the songs that we said, Chill, Body. What did we just play? French Vanilla, French Vanilla. So y'all make sure y'all remember those three songs. I want you to call in 914-205-5462 and remember this song right here, Anniversary. You guys can call in now. The call lines are clear for you to call in. So the next caller that calls in will win a mask or a T-shirt if you have the answer of what the song is. 914-205-5462 right here on GCS Radio, Anniversary. Then we come back and we're going to pick a winner. Let's go.
Baby, it's our anniversary. It was meant for you and me. You look like a beauty queen, just like a beauty queen. Well, I made up my mind, I can't let you go. I love you so rich, I can't let it all broke. No, I'll compromise, I'll make sacrifices. And I do this for love, no need for no price. I knew you and I were. I gave you and I were meant for this. Love so strong, you never planned for this. Love so strong, you never planned for this. Oh, you always been shy, and I'll always be down. Together forever, forever together. It's an anniversary. Maybe you and me is better. It's a special day, baby. Whatever you want.
Anniversary, just believe that, okay? Call us, call in.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's do it. Call in 914-205-5462. We got callers on the line. Who's ready to win a mask or a t-shirt? Caller, you're live on G-Step Radio. Who is this?
Who is this? It's the one and only. You know what I mean?
One and only. What's going on?
I'm over here with Nate Root. You know what I mean? Big KK from Second to Nine. You know what I mean?
Oh, Nate Root and KK, the two artists that I love. Two artists that I love. What's happening?
What it do? What it do? Good day
what's
to you, lady.
Hey, what's going on?
Lord,
hey, we got my boy Dwayne Talley on the phone. I need one of you guys, anybody who is on the phone, I need one of you guys to tell me one of his songs, and you're going to win a t-shirt or a mask right now. What's the name
of
one of his songs? Yep, one of the names.
He just said chill or something like that, wasn't it?
There you go. You ding, ding, ding. All right. The chill is one of the songs. So you win a mask or a t-shirt. Which one do you want?
I want a mask. A t-shirt.
You
want to give me a t-shirt.
Okay. What size?
I love losing every day.
What size do you wear?
Give me a XL.
XL, okay,
and tell
Dwayne Talley. It runs big. Yeah. They're nice size shirts. Yeah, we'll get you taken care of. We just gotta send it over to you. We'll get your information. My co-host Be Easy to get your information, and we'll send it over to you. Now let me ask you this: tell Dwayne Talley, what do you think about his music?
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. It's real smooth, real smooth. You know what I mean? Something to just ride to.
Awesome.
You know, we over
awesome.
Here right now, been listening to the show, smoking weed, smoking a little weed, you know what I mean, in the California breeze.
Listening to
all right. You know what I mean, listening to some cool, mellow music. You know?
I love
it. That's
what
I'm talking about.
Yeah, and that in Cali, that's what I'm talking about. The way Cali, listening right straight from Cali, I love it. You guys are listening from Cali. KK, our KK from Second to None, Nehru, my boy, y'all guys are great artists. I'm so glad you guys called in. I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep y'all stuff up. We're going to get y'all on G-Snaps Radio. Main event, we're going to make sure that we get you your shirt. Be Easy, we'll get me. My co-host will contact you to get more of your information. Just tell everybody where you heard the music from. Where'd you hear it first on?
G-Snap Radio.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I love that. That's what I'm talking about, Dwayne. They showing love all the way from Cali. They listening to us. He said they smoking on that good green. I don't know, you know. Listen, okay?
Hey, shout out to them guys, man.
Shout out to them. They out there doing it big. All right, so the last song that we were talking about was Black and Beautiful. And, again, I love all the songs, but like I say, Anniversary and Black and Beautiful were my favorite songs. Like the young man said, sit back and chill kind of music. And I was in the car, and I raised my windows down, and I bumped this music. That's what I always do when I get the artist music. And when I say people were looking over like, who is that? Like, oh, that's bumping. I like that. I raise my windows down on purpose and turn the music on loud on purpose when I do it to see if I catch attention. And people's eyes at every stoplight were looking like, what radio station is she listening to? I want to hear that. I
that's what I'm talking about.
I definitely pick these two songs. Now, do you find yourself playing your own music at times and critiquing yourself?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, all the time, man. If you try to get better – as a writer and as a singer, which, you know, is what I'm doing, man, I'm going to play my music and even stuff that I've done already, like, I'll go back and listen to it like, you know, I should have did this better or I should have done that better. Like, I'm probably my worst, my own worst critique, like, seriously. And, you know, I'll go back and listen and I'm like, dang, I wish I can go back and change that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I do it all the time. But, man, let me just say, man, right now we're just, I don't even know if we're scratching the surface, honestly, because I've been writing for so long. I have so many songs, and I'm still writing. Like, I just wrote a new song the other day, But like I said, I just have so many songs that I just want to get out, man. Like I said, we're not even scratching the surface yet. This is just the beginning.
That's what I'm talking about. And before we play these last songs, I want to get to some of these callers that's online. My line is blowing up. It's your girl, G-Sass, G-Sass Radio. Who is this?
This is Arana Calamese.
Hey, what's going on, Arana?
I am doing fine. I just want to say hi to my son and congratulations.
All right. Mama's on the line. Mama, Dwayne, tell me what I'm like.
Appreciate it.
I didn't know if I was going to be able to get through.
I cleared the lines. They were a little busy. I had to clear them, but everybody got through now. So definitely, I'm so glad that you got through. How did you feel to hear your songs, music on the radio, and him getting himself out there?
Oh my God, it's a blessing. He's been doing this for many years now, and to know that it's going to happen before he leave and go overseas. So I'm just really excited and proud of him. We really are proud, Kevin. Callie. Should I say Callie?
Right. You said I'm telling the government name. It's okay. No, definitely. Well, we are so excited. Dwayne, go ahead and talk to your mom. You can tell her thank you, whatever. I this is his time to shine. So we definitely thank you for listening to G-Sass Radio and staying supportive to him. I think his music is going to blow. And I feel like he has a passion. And like you said, before he leaves to go to Japan, he's going to leave a mark in the sand for sure in the desert over here in Vegas.
Yes.
So we definitely are appreciative.
I have one question, Kevin. One question. Who are you writing these love
songs to? What
you got? Who are you writing
you
these
already,
love songs to? Huh?
You already know.
I don't know if I can. Me and your dad can listen to them.
You said that's PG-13. She don't know if she's gonna be able to handle it now. You don't know if she's gonna be able to handle it. But you know what? You know what? He's putting in his self worth of his who he is in his music, because you could tell he's a romantic guy because he's putting it in his music. So. It's okay, Mom. You can listen to it, okay? You can listen.
Oh, no, I listen to it, but I couldn't play it in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Listening
no,
to my
yeah,
son.
No. Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. No. Okay. Don't play the way Sally in the bedroom, Mama. No.
I'm so proud of you, Kevin. I'm so proud of you.
Y'all heard it right there. I gotta love it. Thank you so much, Mom, for giving us a call. We got the mama, Dwayne Kelly, that just gave us a call. That's what I'm talking about. She said she is not going to be able to play her son's music on in the bedroom. Not with daddy. No. Okay, but it's okay.
No, can't do that.
She said, who are you writing these songs to, boy? You guys, I love it. Give us a call at 914-205-5462. We got one more song before we have the show. The show is coming to an end, but it has been a fun one. But before we go to this last song, I really need somebody else to give me a call. We got one more. We got some stuff to give away. 914-205-5462. Give us a call. I have another question for you. Now, everybody that's listening,
yes.
And you know that people is listening right now because they're calling in right now, right? So you have all these people listening. What is the – if you have to tell everybody in the world whatever you wanted them to hear, whatever you wanted them to know about your music, you have the open floor, the open platform right now to express who you are, what you want to do about your music, express anything that you have always wanted to express about your music, what would you say?
Wow. So what I would want to tell people is that, hey, I'm different. I don't sound like anybody else. When you listen to the radio, many people sound very, very similar. But when you listen to me, I sound completely different, and it's going to be something that you can groove to.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, other than being different, what's going to stand you out other than being different? that people are going to say, you know what, I'm going to give this guy a chance. What do you want people to know about you personally or just in your music career that is going to stand out other than you being actually different? What makes people want to listen to your music?
Man, what's going to make people want to listen to my music is the fact that, you know, it's good. It's good music.
Exactly.
It's what, you know, it's good music. And like I said, it's different. And, man, I have a passion for this. Like I said, I've been writing for a long time. I could have given up a long time ago, but, you know, I kept at it. And so people are going to see, you know, my hard work, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, man, and in my music. And, you know, you're going to hear it. And, you know, it's going to, I think it's really going to draw a lot of people in. And stuff that people can relate to, you know, some music is so unrelatable, but I think I have stuff that people can relate to.
Definitely, definitely. Yes, sir, you do have something to relate to. Now, with your mother just calling and saying that she may not be able to play your song in the bedroom, now tell me this. What, your music, what the diagraphic people, what group of people are you trying to target with this music?
Man, I want an audience of everybody.
Okay.
You know, I'm not specifically trying to target just one particular group of people. Like, I feel like my songs they have just that kind of perfect blend of, you know, of what was and what is now. So, you know, I'm pretty sure, man, there's old heads out there that might listen to the songs and be like, man, I can really dig this. And then you have folks of today listening to modern music that are saying, man, this sounds really good. Like, I can really dig this song. So, you know, I don't have a specific target audience, but I believe that, man, it's going to draw it's going to cater to everyone.
That's what I'm talking about. I have Be Easy in a location. Before we play this last song, before we get out of here, Be Easy, tell everybody where they're going to be at. Be Easy, tell everybody where you guys are going to be at in the location. Where is the party at?
Tonight is going down at Four Queens. Hey, first of all, let me say what's up to everybody listening out to G-Snap Radio. Thank you for everybody calling in. Congratulations to all our winners for all our free gifts today. But we're doing it big tonight at the Four Queens downtown. We got the big, super, super sweet. Y'all come check us out tonight. We're doing a G-Snap party tonight.
Yes, sir. Y'all heard him. Y'all heard my boy. We doing a party tonight. We're making it happen. My boy Be Easy, he's definitely going to be there. We don't have a crowd. He's in a remote location. That's why his mic is messed up, but I appreciate him. You guys, make sure you tune in next week for sure, but every Friday and Saturday, make sure you tune in. But I'm going to play this song right quick before we go, but I want everybody to hear it. This is my song right here. I want you to hear it and tell me what you think. Let's go, G-Sats Radio, right now, right here. Right now on G-Sats Radio, Black and Beautiful.
From your dress to your smile, you surpass all that. You shine brighter than anything that I've ever seen. You're just like a queen upon a throne. Your wish, girl, is my command. So when they ask who's the finest baby, I tell them you're the finest and not the land. I'll bow you down from now until the day I die. And through sickness and health, I'll love you every day and night. Baby girl, I need you, baby girl, I need you. Baby girl, I need you. Baby girl, I love you. Baby girl, I love you. Baby girl, I love you.
My music is everywhere. You know, go to iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, Google Play, Spotify. You can listen to my music everywhere. Anywhere that's streaming, my music is playing.
Anywhere streaming is playing. Anniversary everywhere. Chill everywhere. Body everywhere. French Vanilla everywhere. Y'all heard them. All those songs is everywhere on every platform. Y'all can come back on Blog Talk Radio /GSAS Radio to listen to it. And like I said, I want everybody to know one more time where they can find you, just in case they're listening right now and they forgot to write a letter or a name down. Tell them one more time where they can find you.
Hey, you can find me on Instagram, the_Dwayne.Cali. So look me up.
Y'all heard him. Y'all heard him right there. Make sure you guys get it together. Make sure you listen to Dwayne Cali. Dwayne, I want to say it has been nothing more than an hour of pleasure and love from your music to your personality. I want to say thank you. I really want to say, hey, and you heard Be Easy. G South is having a big suite extravaganza downtown. So make sure if you want to pop in, you can pop in. We got one more caller calling in.
Yeah,
caller, you're live on GSAS Radio. You got a couple seconds. Who is this?
Oh, this is Javi Wavi, a.k.a. Javi Juice,
b.k.a.
Java.
Happening?
Did I catch you before you got? Yay!
You caught me before we left. Hey, tell me right now which one of the songs that we played, and you're going to win a T-shirt or a mask right now.
Oh, I can't do that.
You can't do that? It's okay. Shot this out. You're still going to win. I'm going to see you on Sunday, Javi. I love it. I'm going to see you on Sunday for one of your parties.
Happy birthday to me.
One of your events. Yes, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there on Sunday with my bells on. So,
yay.
Shot us out. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm so excited to hear from you. I owe you lunch, dinner, and samosa. What's going on?
You know I love you.
Tell everybody what show you're listening to right now. What radio station? The phone hung up. All right, it looks like the phone hung up. It dropped. But I want to say to everybody, thank you so much. We are done live streaming. My boy Dwayne Cali, y'all can get his songs on every platform. I want to tell you guys I love you guys, and I'm out. It's your girl, G-Snaps. Dwayne, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Nah, thank you, G-Snaps. Appreciate you guys.
No worries. All right, and we out. Until next time, it's your girl, G-Snaps. Let's go.
Hey yo, G Snap, gonna give a nigga the word. I hear you on the radio, gonna let it be heard. The one that got it jumping when I'm running through the town. Got my 18 stumping, even bumping underground. I don't even need a CD. Baby, you such a sweetie, but for show roasted. Co-host, young Be Easy on the West Coast. We brag boasts and post game. G Snaps put you right on the map if you want fame. It's hard to be an artist in the city of sin, but you can catch a local song every time you roll in. Some people pay just for some play, but they ain't no way to win. It's only G Snaps Radio, so better tune in. We want G Snaps, G Snaps.